USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Six people are dead and 10 others wounded after an early morning shooting in Sacramento Sunday. Shots were fired around 2 a.m. in the area near the Golden One Center. Officers responded quickly, but no suspect has been caught. Freddie Dearborn works as a community mentor for the Healing in the Hood program, which helps reduce community violence committed by high-risk youths in Sacramento County. He says he's still in shock by the shooting.
Right now I'm feeling disturbed. Kind of sad. There was multiple victims and deceased, so it's nothing to feel good about.
The Ukrainian president says the Russian invasion of his country amounts to genocide. Speaking through a translator on CBS's Face the Nation, Zelensky calling it the extermination of his people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Gas prices are on a slight decline.
Gas prices are dropping again. AAA says the nationwide average for a gallon of regular is $4.20, down from last week's average of $4.24. California still has the highest average, with a gallon costing $5.86. From the USA Radio News Northeast News Bureau, I'm Chris Russell.
Reports of a helicopter attack against a fuel depot on Russian soil have surfaced, with Russia claiming Ukraine was behind the attack. Fox's Brett Baer recently interviewed the Ukrainian president, who declined to discuss the situation when asked. Speaking on Fox News Sunday, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby responds when asked if the United States would continue providing aid to Ukraine even if the country were to attack Russian soil.
I will tell you again what the president said. As long as we can, as fast as we can. They need these articles to defend themselves, and we're going to continue to provide them.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking for over 3 years about MyPillow and the great products they have. There's some great specials right now when you go to MyPillow.com/radio specials. You can find Giza Dream Sheets as low as $39.99. Six-piece MyPillow towel sets, deeply discounted, $39.95. And, of course, half-price My Slippers, which make my feet feel wonderful. All sorts of great products, including the MyPillow.
A judge is ruling that California's corporate diversity law is unconstitutional.
A Los Angeles judge has ruled that California's landmark law mandating that corporate boards have ethnic or LGBTQ members violates the state constitution. The brief ruling granted summary judgment to Judicial Watch, a conservative legal group that sought a permanent injunction against the measure. The lawsuit argued it was illegal to use taxpayer funds to enforce a law that violates the Equal Protection Clause of the California Constitution by mandating a quota based on race, ethnicity, sexual preference, and transgender status. The law was passed nearly 2 years ago in the wake of protests against the police killing of George Floyd. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
Senator Roy Blunt says he'll vote no for Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson. Appearing on ABC's This Week, the Missouri Republican praising Judge Jackson as a qualified candidate, but says he doesn't agree with her apparent judicial philosophy. He cited her flexibility on interpretation of the Constitution as the main reason. The actress who played Mrs. Costanza on Seinfeld has died. Estelle Harris played George Costanza's mother on the sitcom from 1992 to 1998 and was instantly recognizable for her shrill, high-pitched voice. Harris also playing the voice of Mrs. Potato Head in the Toy Story franchise. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.